Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin takes first base on ball four. Valentine moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Savarin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentine moves to third. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elia moves to second. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee who is chasing the ball. McMullen reaches third base with a triple. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elia hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Savarin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savarin moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to second and picks off Savarin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nan takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McMullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG, who is chasing the ball. Brinkman reaches third base with a triple. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Berry now playing left field. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nan takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball towards center. Valentine settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Valentine. Weiss moves to third. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King, who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Weiss scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dick Lines now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lines catches it and throws to third to double up AG. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chance pinch hits for Paul Casanova. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Blasingame pinch runs for Bob Chance. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brinkman is called out on strikes. One out. Don Locke pinch hits for Dick Lines. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.